Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you guys doing today? So glad that you're here with me for our daily mental and emotional workout. Thank you for showing up on time, being a responsible workout partner. I'm here on time for you, showing up in state, ready to go, add some value to your life in any way I can, sharing my life experiences, my perceptions, observations, world, the insight I gather as I help men just like you all over the world through my one-on-one coaching program. I work with these guys instantly. Every single week we check in, if not more. And so I get the similarities, the commonality between us all, the common challenges that we go through, and more importantly, the solutions that it takes to work through those challenges. Like, it just gives me this unique perspective and insight. I don't feel like, oh, you think that way? I think that way too. Sometimes it's when you feel there's something wrong with you, that you're defective because you have some challenge in front of you and you're not quite sure on how to handle it. Sometimes just knowing that, oh, wow, you feel that way too. I'm sure you've experienced this, right? It just takes all this pressure that you're putting on yourself, this, you know, unjustified pressure. And when that's lightened up, you can just do whatever it takes to take care of the matter at hand, right, with that newfound mindset. Hello, Santiago. Hello, Jim. Thanks for joining us here for our daily workout, mental and emotional workout. Hello, Kareem on Periscope. Thank you so much for joining us here live. And I want you to show up live, and I want you to take in this information just a little bit every single day. You know, I may talk about my experiences, my past experience, some goals that I have in mind, what's going on today, what I observed on social media today. Maybe it is one, an experience that one of my one-on-one coaching clients are going through, and I thought if I could anonymously share the lessons I learned from that experience and share it with you, it could bring value to your life. You know, whatever it is we talk about, I want you to show up live so you can see how you can apply it to your life, what you're going through right here. Right now, in this challenge, whatever you're going through, good times, bad times, whatever it is for you right now, whatever you're going through now, maybe one distinction, one strategy, one new way of looking at whatever it is you're experiencing right now can be just what it takes to take your experience, your level of fulfillment, happiness, the strategy that you may implement to break through any challenge that you're going through. It may happen during this morning connection live video chat. Hello, David. Hello, Bach. Thank you so much for the hearts on Facebook. Right? So this is just two brothers, just talking about life, what's most important to us, whether it's a direct hit, something you're going through, or maybe it's not a direct hit now. Maybe this will be something that you think about and 2 weeks later, it all makes sense to you. I don't know. But I want you to show up every single day for this live video session because you don't know when it's going to hit you. Hello, Dan. You're ready to rise and shine. Yes, you are, right here, right now. So that's why I want you to show up live. I don't want you to bookmark this and watch a replay version, promise yourself get back to it, because you know what it's like. There's so much information on the internet, so much great information. So much information that's overwhelming, a lot of times we don't get back to it. No matter how committed, no matter how awesome the title sounds, no matter how much value you got out of these past Morning Connection live video chats, right? We want to take action just a little bit every single day, just like our workout. This is a mental and emotional workout that I want you to show up for live so you can just follow through with the promises that you've made to yourself. Just one small way. Every single day, and we'll do this together. And I want you to understand that unlike all the information that's out there, okay, here's a training strategy, right, or a nutrition plan, that if you learn this, you take the time, push the time, make priority in your day, and then you rack your brain and you're uncomfortable until you figure this out, and then you have to implement the step one, step two, step three. You know, it's a learning process. It's great that the internet provides us with so much of that. At the same time, it can be burdensome. It can be overwhelming. That's not what this is. This is just like a couple guys just talking about life, Just making the connection. That's why it's the morning connection. What I've talked about in past morning connection live video chats, I talked about it yesterday, is that you are the average of the five people you spend most of your time with. So if you're hanging around winners, movers, shakers, total killers that I talked about yesterday, then congratulations, because that can't help but elevate your emotional state. What you focus on, your focus on where you want to go, all the positive things. And that's awesome. Congratulations if you have a whole bunch of total killers amongst the five people, right? A lot of men, they come to me, young guys, older guys, like they're the leaders of their group, meaning that they're the ones who are responsible to elevate the mood. They're the most responsible. They keep everybody else in check. Nobody challenges them. So taking themselves to the next level is a challenge because they don't get that influx of new ideas, someone pushing them because they're the leaders. You know, maybe you can get that from this. Maybe I play at your level, right? And I challenge you to think more, and you're not around people like that. Maybe, and hopefully, you know, today's Morning Connection live video chat will get you to think more about this challenge. But if your challenge is that you hang around losers, people who drain you, cause you grief, right? Those are the five people you hang around most. That's your average. And you think you're strong. You think you're strong enough to say that it doesn't have an effect on you. Well, maybe you are strong. Maybe you neutralize, it's neutralized with your strength. Those losers who you hang around, self-admitted losers, that you acknowledge that. Now, I'm not judging them. I don't know who you hang around, right? You may be strong enough to neutralize it, but what if you hung around winners, movers, shakers, total killers, people who are just driven to take their lives to the next level? You get just like you're benefiting, those losers are benefiting from your strength, your presence. Well, when you hang around winners, you're not just working so hard just to stay neutral. They're guiding you. They're taking up. They're setting an example. They're elevating your game. And that's where you want to be. And hopefully, I've proven myself and will continue to prove that I'm one of those guys you want to have amongst your five, because I'm going to help you elevate your game. This is mental toughness conditioning. By that, what I mean is I just talk about stuff. You know, we've all heard. We read the motivational quotes. Maybe I give a different spin on it so you kind of take it in a little bit more. Hello, Patrick. I'm so glad that you need to hear this today, because that's why you're here, and that's why you're going to continue to do it. Hello, Gunner. How are you today, sir? So this is stuff that we all know, we've heard. Maybe we've told our friends to pick them up. But it's stuff that we need to continue to practice. You don't just exercise for 1 or 2 days and then, boom, you're in shape. And even when you are in shape, you don't just, okay, I'm done. I did that in shape thing a couple of years ago. I don't do that anymore. I'm already in shape. No, you continually exercise. You continually bring up your conditioning, and that's what you maintain. And after a while, after your big growth, you continually grow just a little bit maybe. But you certainly don't go backwards because you continue to exercise. So the thoughts, the ideas, the concepts that I share with you, they may not be new, but you can continue to think about them, work on them, and raise yourself up to higher and higher levels with the things that you already know. And if you know them and you know you're not implementing them, well, your big brother Skip here, for some of you younger guys, your father figure Skip, I'm going to give you that kick in the butt that you need, because maybe in your world, the people you hang around, this kind of behavior, this type of thinking that really in your strongest state, it's not even satisfactory to you. But when you kind of hang around your group of people, it's less noticeable, right? Well, it's time to raise your standards every single day with this morning connection. Also, I want you guys to be bold. I want you to take action. That's what this internet is for. That's why I've created this connection, you and me, every single day, to become more accessible to you. I want to do whatever I can to help you, right? We're this close to each other, right? Take that next step. Hello, Mon. How are you today, sir? Right? And what I do is I'm making myself available, right? I'm very busy. I have a lot of things going on, all right? But as you can tell, I love this. I love that, making this connection. This type of motivational material, this generic information where a mentor, a speaker, someone who I really respected came into my life and they were up on a stage or, you know, whatever, it was through an audio tape or a CD at that time. They spoke to the masses in general terms, great motivational stuff. It made me think about my life and it was massively helpful, and I want this to be massively helpful to you. What really made the difference, what really put my personal growth on steroids, so to speak, right? What really accelerated was when I got that one-on-one attention by someone who I respected and someone who knew their stuff and someone who I really had good vibes about, that they really cared about me in my journey. I just got to know them, and they talked to me in my specific situation and gave me clarity and objectivity using not just stories about whoever, about me, about my life, real specific challenges. That's what made all the difference in the world, that one-on-one coaching. That's why I'm so passionate about coaching. I get coaching to continually take my life to the next level, and that's what I do. I help men just like you all over the world take their lives to the next level through my one-on-one coaching. But as you can tell, I love it so much. What I do, and I realize that this motivational material, it was awesome, right? But I knew there was a higher level. And then I was so fortunate to have so many mentors in my life that took the time for whatever reason. And I don't think it was because I was so great or I was so hungry, because I am sure that they had plenty of guys just like me that who they could have mentored. I really believe, and especially where I am now, this perspective that I have now, I really believe that it's their way of giving back. And I'm so appreciative that they did that for me, because, like I said, it really, really put my growth, my personal growth, into overdrive. And so that's what I want to do. 7 times a month, I had one last night, as a matter of fact, where he came from Periscope, by the way. He was bold enough, and he sent me his name, his age, his phone number, because I called him, right? And the biggest challenge that he's going through, now I know a lot of you guys follow me for bodybuilding training, that could be your biggest challenge. I want you to think a little bit bigger. What would be that one thing in life that if you could just get handled, your biggest challenge that would take your whole life to the next level? I guess it could be bodybuilding and training, but it also could be outside of the gym. Right? So you can send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. You can private message me right here on Facebook. Or you can fill out this form that I have at skiplacourcoaching.com/MC. MC, MC for Morning Connection, skiplacourcoaching.com/MC. There's a form I have it below. I'll link it to this broadcast. Right? So anyway, reach out. Because what I do, I have several that I've been collecting all week, because guys just like you have been taking action, and I've been making several of these calls as time permits. And sometimes they're 10-minute conversations. Sometimes they're half-hour conversations, sometimes even longer. So if you connect with me, with our morning connection, if you think, wow, that's guys like me, I like people like him in my life, and you want to be bold enough, see if you can make that connection one step deeper, that one step deeper that made all the difference for me, be bold. Again, send me that email, skip@skiplacour.com. Private message me right here on Facebook, or fill out that form at skiplacourcoaching.com/MC for Morning Connection MC, and tell me your name, your age, just as a point of reference, your telephone number so I can call you. And if you're in a different country, I can call you there too. I have a conference call line to do that, so it'll be a local call for you. And tell me what your biggest challenge is, right? And as I go through my week, 10 minutes here, half hour here, I'm going to work in. I don't know when I'll call you. You can rest assured that I will connect with you in some way. So, but you got to be bold. I don't know how much more I can do for you besides that to help you take your life to the next level. You got to take it from here. So it's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. I've got a question for you, right? This isn't you, all right? So I'm not talking about you. But what if you had this friend, and this friend said, you know what? I was in this biker bar, and it was a rough crowd, and man, I got beat up. This guy hit me with a pool cue when I wasn't looking. All I was doing was having my beer. Can you believe how I was violated? Can you believe that? Who treats human beings like that? What is their problem? And you're like, wow, that tough break, man. How are you? How's your neck? Wow, I'm doing all right. But man, you know, people. Can you believe that? Why does this happen to me? Why am I around such losers, right? And he said, wow, tell me about it. Where is this bike? Tell me about it. Well, you know, I was just looking for something to do. You know, I was kind of bored in my life, didn't have much direction. I didn't know that I wanted to be at Skip LaCour's Morning Connection live video chat because it was powerful, empowering information. You know, I wasn't geared towards something that was going to take my life to the next level, right? I had no direction, so I was looking for something to do the other day. And so I said, well, what should I do? I got my car. I had no real purpose, no real direction, no real plan. I said, you know what? I want to play pool. You know, he goes, well, wow, you live in such an awesome neighborhood. I'm surprised. I didn't even know there was a pool hall in your town, in your neighborhood. Which one? Where were you? Oh, no, it wasn't in my neighborhood. You know, I drove over to that bad part of town, at that next city over. What? How did you get over there? Well, no, I was just driving, you know, and, you know, I just got on the road and, you know, I said, yeah, you know what? What do I want to do? Right? And, you know, I saw that it was getting darker outside. I saw that the neighborhood was kind of changing. The houses were dumpy. There was, bums on the street and, businesses, shady businesses. You know, I saw all that. I was driving through it. I knew it went from my great neighborhood, safe neighborhood, well-lit neighborhood. I realized I was kind of driving down that street, down the road, and things were changing and it's getting darker outside. But, I want to play. It's my right to pick. What's wrong with playing pool? What? Are you blaming this on me? I just want to play pool. I have the right to play pool. I have the right that people treat me with respect. No, I'm just asking how you got to that pool hall. Okay, well, yeah, so the neighborhood got changed and kind of looked at it and was Big Al's, you know, dumpy sign. I walked in and, man, there was a lot of shady characters. There was. I mean, he knew, you got a sense that this is kind of shady neighborhood. Yeah, I did. But what? People should treat you with respect, right? What are you blaming this on me? Yeah, I was just wondering. And so I went to go have a beer, and people were kind of looking at me a little differently, but, you know, whatever, you know. But you know what? Hey, you know what? They're supposed to treat them people a certain way or whatever. Well, and then all of a sudden, man, I had a little bit too much to drink or whatever, and before I know it, I said something. What? I was just being a good guy. I mean, maybe I didn't conduct myself in proper manner. All of a sudden, man, I'm knocked out with a pool cue just smacked across my head. Wasn't that a tough break? Can you believe people? I mean, what if they were to tell you that story, honestly? And what if they posted on Facebook how they were so harmed and you can't believe people? And, you know, can you believe the world this day? That's why I have trust issues. Don't ever trust people. You know, I went to this shady bar at this shady town, and you know what? I drank too much. I said some things I shouldn't have, whatever. But no matter what I do, I shouldn't be hit over the head with a pool cue when I'm not looking. Can you believe people? Now, I'll tell you what's going to probably happen with that person who writes that up on social media is that the people who are kind of healthy, who make better decisions with their life, they're probably not going to comment or say, what the hell were you doing in that neighborhood? I mean, come on. You had about 20 different warning signs or stop signs that you went through before you actually got hit with the pool cue, didn't you? Right? I mean, it wasn't like you were just walked outside your front door in your safe neighborhood in the middle of the day and some biker came up and hit you with a pool cue, was it? No, right? There was probably 100 different warning signs that you went past before that all happened. Now, the healthy people with that type of perspective who don't get into that kind of trouble, they got other things to think about. They're watching this Morning Connection live video chat, right? They're going in a positive direction. They don't have a plan and just end up places. They're not going to write that on your social media like, dude, it's your own problem. You know, you went through 100 stop signs to get there. Right? You have plenty of time. What is your judgment like in other areas of your life? Why are you blaming the biker? He's just being a biker. Right? They're not going to do that. So, you know who's going to say, like, I got you, brother. Oh, man. Tough break. That happened to me. That happened to you. That happens to me all the time. Screw people. People suck. Can you believe that? People do that. Those are the only people who are going to like and share and, you know, enjoy or jump in and relate to your experience. The same people have the same challenge as you, right? Is that going to do you any good? Don't you need someone with a different perspective to kind of reset, give you a little bit of objectivity on your challenge? And even if they did, you know, what's their job? They're not some life coach or anything, or your parent, right? That's not their job. And the healthy people are just going to go away and maybe snicker. Maybe they don't even care. They don't even care about your drama. They're just going to, they see you and all the other people in this kind of drama, and they'll just flip past it. They probably just, they won't even notice it because they're focused in a positive direction. So even if they wanted to give you a different perspective, a different way of looking at it, they're not going to even waste their energy. That's not the place they're in. So you're only going to attract people who have the same exact challenge, same exact judgment, and it's just going to reinforce your way of thinking, boy, people are screwed. Think about that, right? I always, you know, I would sometimes give advice, to people about relationships. They would talk about the challenges. And let me just say one thing. Do I think I'm a relationship expert? Do I think, oh, I'm just blessed with God with all this? Let me just tell you, the things that I talk about during this morning connection, live video chat, none of them are the things that I was just so great at since day one. I'm so good at, I don't even know why I'm so good at. If I'm talking about it, I'll just tell you right now, take off the shield, take off the mask or whatever. It's because it's an area that I sucked at, I was terrible at, I was confused about. It got in the way of that happiness, connection, life, success that I wanted. And I had to restructure all my thinking. I had to challenge myself. I had to throw away my ego because I was so committed. The same committed bodybuilder, six-time national champion, the things I talk about, I broke it down the same way. And it wasn't because I was good at it. The reason why I feel I have value to talk about it is because I sucked and I found a way to make tons of progress or totally break through it. And as I, you know, talk to my tribe, my group of like-minded people, I realize you're a lot like me and you're going through the same challenges, right? It's just that I may be a little bit older. I've attacked these challenges. Maybe I found a way and I just want to share the same challenges with my tribe. So you have to understand where these lessons that I come up with, where they come from. It's because I sucked, I was terrible, and I found a way through persistence, through tenacity, or I made a lot of progress, and I still have progress. You know, they say that we teach what we need to learn most. And I can add to that, we teach what we learned a lot about and finally came to a level of understanding and contentment and happiness. We made it to the other side, right? And I'll tell you something, everything that I talk about, I won't leave you with, so screw it, screw other people, right? Or screw going for your dreams. And there's a lot of experts out there, or claim to be experts out there, and whether it's they're talking about a relationship, because we'll probably talk about relationships, but it's really, it's not intimate relationships, it could be with your family, it could be with business, partners, clients, customers, anything. It's just relationships, right? Even though the weight of it might be in interpersonal relationship, right? And it's interesting, and think about these experts, the people who tell you this is the way you should look about it, like how you can tell if you really have an expert is if the conclusion is that you can overcome it, right? So if you have a challenge in this relationship and the conclusion is, hey, look, well, you know, get used to it, people suck and you're going to be alone, right? You know, those same experts, they're probably not an expert in that area. They're probably an expert because they're one out of a million, just saying fitness. And they're one out of a million. They know it through determination and hard work and commitment. They're telling you, don't give up. There is a way. You got to be dedicated, disciplined. You got to be resilient. Find a way. I know you're only one out of 100. I know it's hard, but keep on your dreams. Keep on being persistent. The same person that says no matter how challenging it is or how much it sucks, go for your dreams. But when they branch off to other areas of life advice, they're telling you, so get used to it. Yeah, people suck. So if their conclusion is give up, find a different avenue, whatever, may not be the best advice, right? Let's take another example. I said, you want to enter a bodybuilding contest and you want to win it. And, you know, and I step up as an expert. And so the bottom line is don't go for your dreams. It sucks. It's not worth it. The judging is screwed. It's not worth the waste. I mean, What kind of expert advice is that? Because you can do that with everything. Just quit. Don't do it. Because the best things in life, as you probably know, are reserved for those people who are the best, the most resilient, most tenacious, the guys who are mentally and emotionally flexible, the people who are mentally and emotionally conditioned to persevere. They get the best things in life, right? We already know the odds are 99% of the people are going to fail. Why do you need someone to just concede to failure, right? So just something to think about, you know, with the experts you choose to listen to their advice. And I know that can be comforting. You suck. You're terrible. They tell you, look, I suck. I'm terrible. Just give up on it. That may make you feel good right now. You may have a real challenge later on by taking that advice. Just something to think about. So the thing that I talk about during the Morning Connection, I was challenged probably just like you. That's why I'm so passionate. That's why I think I have some insight to add, right? I don't tell you about things that I was amazing at since day one. I probably don't even appreciate them, let alone break down the thinking pattern to this level. All right, so let's talk about relationships. So the title of this Morning Connection is, who picked that person that is bringing you so much grief? Think about it. I mean, you see it on social media. You hear people complain about what this person did to them, right? We all have that choice, right? How much do you, and I think that if you just break down that analogy, that story, that metaphor about driving to the biker bar, you have to take responsibility of who you are, what you're all about, and what stop signs you went through, what things that you could have observed in the other person before you got to that point where they broke your heart. That's just one way to look at it. Now, I know a lot of people say, oh, well, no, they were totally great. They totally had it hidden, you know, and then they just sprung it on me at the end. Not necessarily certain if that's true, but if someone wants to grab onto that belief, you know, sometimes, you know, I think that, I think it comes from a lot of reasons, and this is something you can kind of think about which one fits best for you. I think it's all different for different people and different situations. But, you know, I want to believe if you got a relationship, whether, again, an intimate relationship, business relationship, right, an employee relationship, and the people you have this relationship that you're dependent on for your success, your happiness, your fulfillment. If you loved your dogs, just say you had three dogs and you really loved it, it was really important to you, right? And then you got a relationship, just say, you know, you had a girlfriend, right? And she goes, ugh, you know, I really hate dogs. You know, I just want to tell you, my past boyfriend, oh, I just hated his dogs. It really got in the way of us all the time. And you know what? I kicked one so hard, I broke its leg or whatever. I want to hope, right, that you'll say, okay, well, she's hot. Looks good. Man, I see a lot of good things. But, you know, I have certain standards. I know what's important to me. I don't have to settle for this. There's 7 billion people on the planet. Half of them are women. I think I can do better than this. I love my dogs. I love my life. May not be the best fit. Now, sometimes I throw out a scenario, and even more graphic to people, and sometimes I'm surprised. Well, you know, you never know. He killed somebody. She killed her last husband. You know, stabbed him. I don't know. He could have been a jerk. Maybe he was asking for it. You know, maybe she's gotten over it. I don't know. They have all kind of, to me, unbelievable rationale. Don't you? There's 7 billion people on the planet. You can't take a better chance with somebody else. Of course she shouldn't stab you, okay? No one should ever stab another person, right, or kill you, right? But, you know, is that best? I mean, those boobs are so great. You got to date her. What I'm saying is graphically, I mean, I hope that whatever it is, you have enough standards that once they fall below a certain standard, you say, okay, that's it. I'm not going to risk my heart, my life, my emotions with them, right? So the question is, how high are your standards? How much self-respect? How much direction do you know where you want to go? That this is the person in your life, whether it's your girlfriend, wife, potential wife, or business relationship, whatever the relationship is, what are your standards, right? Now, a lot of people, what they do is they want to give a lot of people breaks. Well, you don't know. I want to give people a chance. One thing is what I've noticed, and again, I've been through all this myself, right? So I'm not talking about something that I just observed. I actually had to go through this process and understand all this myself. And this was a challenge that I have, is that, yeah, sure, I saw the negative warning signs, but I saw all the positive things too. And it was like trying to pick out that balance of spicy, right? Exciting, right? Unpredictable, right? Versus a sure thing, right? And I would weigh maybe too heavily on the spicy, the unpredictable, hey, I have the best intentions. But again, that is a choice, right? You know, I have talked to women in the past and they said, well, what, I don't want some boring guy. Well, you kind of push the envelope on the exciting thing, and now you have that excitement, that drama in your life. Is there any surprise? Well, what am I supposed to do? How boring? You can have it any way you want. It's all about you taking responsibility for the person who's on the other side of the table or that you're in the relationship with. I don't know if people put enough pressure on themselves for that. You know, how much they're bringing to the table, the standards they set, the standards that they don't set. A lot of times, you know, and if I, it's like, you know, one thing about me with my bodybuilding. Yeah, bodybuilding was, it was so great in so many ways, but there were certain things I wasn't concentrating on. I wasn't worried so much about business, future, because I was concentrating on that shorter term, so I could just figure that out later. I didn't have a lot of time. I didn't have a lot of energy. It compromised. Look, I don't care how much I was filled with the Holy Spirit with my bodybuilding. I understood. I was only like 3/4 of a man because other guys, they could, they didn't have this burden. They could do whatever they wanted, right? Take them out here, do this and whatever, where I was more structured. I didn't believe that they should be burdened with that. I mean, I would hope that they could deal with it, understand it, right? We always hope that. And so what I would do, because I knew I wasn't given my all to the relationship because of my commitment, it made me my self-worth. Now, it wasn't that I thought I was not worthy of low self-esteem. I just knew I couldn't give it my full attention. And so if I wasn't playing full tilt, it made me lower my standards of, you know, who I chose would take the chance on. Whether if I'm full, ready to give 100%, I'm open, emotionally ready to go, time-wise, well, my standards would have been higher. And so that's just it. We all have our stuff that makes us lower our own view of ourselves. And really, guys, it really transfers in who you'll settle for. So a lot of times, your own self-confidence, what you bring to the table, the more you can raise that game, more comfortable that you feel with yourself, you'll take less risk with these risky people, and so you won't be back in the corner with the person causing you that grief. Your standard will be so high, what you expect for yourself will be so high, you'll avoid those situations, right? So, you know, what I learned is the more together I got, I mean, it became a lot easier to find great people. And that's what it's all going to come down to. And I want to just start the thought process is you're not a victim in this. You know, you're responsible for those people and those relationships. Now, I know there's some people will say, oh, well, you don't know. This person totally fooled me in this and that. Well, look, we're all human beings. We all have our challenges, we all can change our minds. You've changed your mind. You had somebody who was totally into you that was ready to build their whole life around you and you weren't interested and you say, hey, it's not for me. And you broke their heart, right? So your heart got broken. Somebody chose somebody different. And you know what? Here you are. Hopefully you're not too scarred, right? And you think people suck. But, you know, relationships are merely agreements. We're testing each other out if this is an intimate relationship. It could be business relationships, right? And it may seem attractive, like a good fit at the front, but that's why you have a dating process. What? You dated them for 3 months and you're locked in for the rest of your life, right? You're continuing to make the decision, I guess, until you make that ultimate commitment. So your heart has been broken. I understand. You've been lied to, cheated on, whatever. You know, I don't know of too many people who their slate is totally clean. They just don't look at it that way. But guess what? You'll survive. You're a stronger person. You don't have to carry that burden and label every people and be alone or think that all people suck. It's a continual process. It's just something for you to think about. Now, I'll tell you, one thing is that as I was able to crack this code, I realized that really the secret to happiness and life and fulfillment at the highest level is really figuring this out and not just getting for another trophy, more success, more achievement, and someday. So I don't know where you are in that process. I know some of you, if you have this ultimate body, if you won a national championship, if you had a live internet show where people came to see you or whatever, whatever you think that achievement is, if you only achieve that, then you would have this confidence. And then you can move forward in that area. Well, I'm here to tell you is that that's not necessarily true. That doesn't do it. What's going to really do it is when you attack this area and break it down. And actually what it did is totally enhanced my level of production, of achievement, but just happier. So, you know, I could probably talk for 3 days about this subject, but the biggest thing is I just see it, especially in my fitness community. And, you know, I know a lot of you know me now from personal development world, and you're really not into all this fitness, but I'm going to talk to my tribe, my people for a minute. Maybe those of you who don't know me for bodybuilding training, or it's not a big deal for you, you can get the correlation and have it bring value to your life. But I see this all the time in my bodybuilding and training tribe group. And I see all the memes about, people can't understand your dedication to fitness. Dump them. You know, it's you versus you. You got to make yourself happy. And I get all that. But you got to think, let's talk. You know, look, I'm one of you, right? It's just you and me talking. Let's break this down for a second, right? A lot of us in bodybuilding and training, we're coming back from disappointments, not just our last relationship or whatever, but maybe some things in childhood. And we found this whole bodybuilding and training thing, you versus you, the journey, the commitment, the dedication, the predictability, that we can regulate our emotions, right? And we need to do this to be happy, right? Well, just think of all the time and energy that it takes for you as a person. You got to go to the gym, you got to eat right, you got to do all this just to get to what you consider normal. Right? What if you were already normal? You could already regulate your emotions. You didn't have to have all this working out, all this structure to just make you normal. What if that energy could be enhancing the other person's life, really stepping into their conversations, really enhancing the quality of their life, becoming more connected? Because really, if it takes, let's just say, 25% of your batteries and your time and your effort just to get to regulate for whatever challenge, I get it. I know what it's like, right? Well, you're not a full person. You're coming into that person three quarters there. Right? Now, it's, well, what? Should I just throw my health away? Come on, guys. Come on. You know, you don't have to have ripped abs to be healthy. Right? I mean, you surpassed the healthy thing a long time ago. This is more than about health. I mean, yeah, muscles, health. Yeah, that's on the obvious end. Let's think deeper, right? We're doing this to feel good. We're doing this to find our place, to right our wrongs, to feel more self-confident. But there's a big investment of energy just to feel self-confident. And let me just tell you, all that investment of energy and time that it's taking you just to get to zero, just to feel confident, just to show up for your relationship, right? The other person isn't, they're benefiting that now you're arrived, right? But they're not, that's not helping them. Especially the more of the healthier, you know, that person that you really want, the girl that is so loving and so caring and so emotionally available to you. Guess what? Maybe she doesn't have to train and keep this structure and have this black and white stuff to just feel good about herself. Maybe she comes from a different experience and she doesn't have quite the challenges. Which, look, I'm not blaming you. I have the same things too. And she's just more open to give her all to you. She doesn't need to be so distracted in a different area just to show up for you. And she's healthy and loving. Isn't that what you want? Right? I don't know. Maybe that isn't what you want. You want a girl who is in the same boat as you. But what I found from my fitness tribe is that they want the other person to understand all this and just deal with it and be okay with it. And don't bother them for more love and connection or time. Don't you know I need to do this? I need to be healthy. Right? But when they're ready, okay, I'm regulated. Okay, I'm available. That either one or two things happen, right? The other person who is healthy, who was waiting for you to get from the gym or whatever you're doing to feel normal, they were already normal and they had, you put them off until you were ready. Healthy people probably aren't going to be around for you because healthy people will have standards. They'll say, hey, cool dude, good looking dude, really admire his dedication to bodybuilding training. Not quite sure why he needs to do that, what's going on in his head that he has to do all that, but hey, I respect him or whatever. That's his thing. It's not my thing. I'm going to get my match. Someone who's more emotionally available. They want to invest the time. And, you know, you should gladly let them go. if your gig ain't their gig. Not, why don't you just love me and accept me the way I am? Because the truth of the matter is, why don't you just love them and accept them for wanting more of your time? What's the difference? You want it your way, and you think she should do it your way, and she wants you to do it her way, and if you loved her, you would do it. What's the difference? You're not a match. But that woman is healthy and loving, right? And I'll tell you what, the thing is, if you get a person like you who's challenged and they have the same stuff going on, matching totally, all right, I'm loving, I'm ready, I'm normalized, my feelings are, I got my working out in me, I'm feeling great about myself, love, love, love. Well, guess what? Their timing of them neutralizing themselves, what I see from a lot of fitness people is, she's not very loving, she's not connected, she's disconnected, she pushes me off. She's got a hedger bet with other guys and other Instagram pictures. Kind of they make the same thing, right? So the healthier you are, the more healthy people you're going to attract. The more you just accept that you have these things that you have to neutralize. And I'm not saying to quit it, but you have to understand that healthy person's point of view who doesn't have to do all that. And maybe if you just understood it instead of standing your ground, screw them. You know, I did a little post on my Facebook page. I said there's two things that are certain in the fitness world. One is every time someone posts a picture of them squatting, it's a video, you know their butt is going to be like this far from the ground. It's going to be the deepest squat ever. A deeper squat than you've ever seen in real life in a gym. You know that's going to happen on that video clip, right? And the second thing is advice from fitness people about relationships when you're challenged, when they don't understand your level of commitment, is to just dump their ass. You already know that it's just a for sure thing. There's a lot of different ways to look at the whole situation that maybe from someone who is just like you, who's made it to the other side, just a different way to look at it, a way for you to have what's important to you, what you need to regulate, and have that love and connection in your life, because don't settle for just relationship after relationship after relationship. Don't just settle for being lonely and having to say, I'm not lonely, I don't need people. People, screw it. Screw the haters. And it's all your posts and all you're talking about is how much you don't need people. You know what? If you didn't need people, you wouldn't have to post so much about it, right? You wouldn't have to convince you. Maybe you do really need it. Maybe it's okay. I need people, right? I really appreciate and understand how much I need people. I'm so glad that I got over the hump, right? It makes life a whole lot better. And, you know, you could still say it. Shape, right? There is a way to do it. Don't settle for a lonely, miserable life. Just a combination, just like, you know, the fitness thing that you were able to figure out 1 out of 100, right? This relationship thing, figure that out too. Can make it to the other side, but you can't just quit and say, oh, bodybuilding contests are screwed, or, you know, relationships are screwed. Just forget about them. Just be lonely. Hey, you know, what's so wrong with being alone? That's not that winner mentality that gave you that 1 out of 100 physique. You know, the best things in life are reserved for the most resilient, most tenacious, mentally, emotionally, the most mentally conditioned, and that's what this morning connection is all about. Well, I gave you a lot of things to think about. Let me just tell you, if you're challenged with that, then hey, go to my website, itsamatteroftrust.com. Itsamatteroftrust.com. I'll link it below. And I have excerpts from my upcoming book, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder. It's a Matter of Trust, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder, and I posted excerpts. So if you want to know my journey, what I'm talking about here, you can get the gist of it in those excerpts. You'll know that I've been through all this. I feel you. I understand you. I know the challenge. I felt like giving up and think I can't have it all. And that way, I know the way you're feeling. I'm just telling you, don't give up, man. It's not too late to be great. It's not impossible to have what you want. You just have to figure it out like you did the bodybuilding and training where those other 99 have it. All right, guys. Hey, if I made a connection, if you want to be bold, you want to talk more about this, you want to get, hey, relationships are my biggest challenge, Skip. You seem to have some insight. You seem to have been going what I've gone through. It's like you were speaking directly to me. Then send me that email at skip@skiplacour.com. Send me the private message on Facebook, facebook.com/SkipLacour page, or go to skiplacourcoaching.com/MC for morning connection. I'll post that link below and fill out the form. Tell me your name, your age, your phone number for the random morning connection, random coaching call, and what your biggest challenge they're going through. Maybe it's something we talked about today and you can see that insight. All right. Another thing, in 1 hour and 15 minutes, and I'll post it on my channels, my morning connection. In addition to this, I do it every Saturday, is my More Than Just Muscles podcast, right? So if you love bodybuilding training, this is your thing, this is your identity, right? And you want to add to the other qualities of life, these distinctions, that all this stuff that I came up with,